As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're ditching the digital distractions and reclaiming our lives one mindful moment at a time. That's right, I am your host, Nova Lane, here to guide you through this wild journey of self-discovery and tech detox. Ever feel like your phone is secretly controlling your life? Like it has its own agenda, pulling you in with endless notifications and mindless scrolling? You know that feeling when you catch yourself staring at the screen for hours, completely oblivious to the real world around you? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, we can break free from this digital grip. And today, my friends, we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness exercises, simple yet effective practices that can transform your life and bring back that much-needed peace and happiness. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock a happier, more present you. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation. Okay, I know what you're thinking, meditation? That sounds like a bunch of incense and chanting. But hear me out. Mindfulness is simply the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as a superpower that lets you tune into your senses, thoughts, and emotions like a digital detox for your mind. 2. It's easier than you think. You don't need a yoga mat, a serene setting, or even special clothes. Mindfulness can be practiced anywhere at any time. Take 5 minutes while you brush your teeth to focus on the sensations, the cool toothpaste, the bristles on your gums, and the sound of running water. That's mindfulness in action. 3. Your phone? Your friend, not your enemy. Yes, I know it can be a major distraction, but even technology can be used for good. There are tons of amazing apps that guide you through mindful breathing exercises, body scans, and even nature soundscapes, perfect for a quick dose of calm amidst the chaos. 4. The benefits are real. Feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Mindfulness has been scientifically proven to reduce stress levels, improve focus, boost emotional regulation, and even enhance your sleep quality. Who wouldn't want that? 5. Consistency is key. Just like any new habit, it takes time and practice to master mindfulness. Don't get discouraged if you find your mind wandering, that's perfectly normal. Gently guide your attention back to the present moment and keep practicing. You'll be amazed at how much difference a few minutes of daily mindfulness can make. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's a busy Monday morning. Your alarm goes off way too early, you're rushing around trying to get ready, and emails are already piling up in your inbox. You feel the familiar tightness in your chest, the stress of the day is already taking hold. But wait. Before you reach for your phone and fall into the vortex of social media, take a deep breath and pause. Focus on the sensation of your feet touching the floor, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the sound of birds chirping outside. Even just a few moments of mindful breathing can shift your entire energy. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and body, calmer, clearer, ready to tackle the day with more focus and resilience. So, remember, friends, mindfulness isn't about escaping reality, it's about experiencing it fully, all the good, the bad, and the in-between. It's a gift you give yourself, a way to find joy, peace, and presence in the midst of a chaotic world. Ready to make mindfulness a part of your daily routine? I challenge you to start with just 5 minutes today. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air as you inhale, and the warmth as you exhale. You might be surprised at how much calmer and more centered you feel afterwards. Remember, every small step counts. Share your mindfulness journey with me using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain on social media. Let's support each other in this quest for a happier, more mindful life. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.